Welcome to Timbuktu.
My favorite part of the Stevenson County Fair is always looking at the farm animals.
Oh, mine too. And that's why I am so excited about this next interview. It's with Megan Busker, who has showed dairy cows for 20 years. Let's take a listen.
I have been walking around the Stevenson County Fair, but a lot of times we think about the Ferris wheel or corn dogs, but my favorite part are the animals. And I am speaking with someone who is not only an expert, but a champion when it comes to showing cattle here in Freeport and really throughout the country. I am with Megan Busker of Meyer Meadows. Hi, Megan. How are you?
Good.
Good. Megan, how long at the Stevenson County Fair, how long are you here with the cattle?
So we actually brought the cattle in on Monday so that they could be ready and bagged for the 4-H show. And then we only can leave on Saturday. And we really came and set up on Sunday.
And I know it sounds silly when I ask this, but I mean this. It's not like, hey, I'm going to set the cattle up and then I'm going to go home for a couple days. And then when they're about ready to get judged, I'm going to come back. You have to be here all the time, don't you?
Yeah. So there's a lot of stuff that goes into prepping these animals. Even before you even think about coming to the fair, you have to tie them up to even break them to lead before they're even thought about going to the fair. And then some of them even gets put on special diets. I know last year we did more of that than this year we did because we just ran out of time this year. And then they need to constantly be fed and monitored. And I know a couple times someone hasn't tied a double tie tight enough and one of them's loose or just things like that, that you never know what can happen with the cattle.
So you said one of them got loose. Did they roam around the area for a while or did someone get them right away?
So most of the time, you'll have like everybody will come help no matter whose animal it is. A lot of the dairy exhibitors will go help with that kind of thing. Most of the time, at least the one we had, this week wasn't too far. She didn't go too far. She just stayed right about where she was. And I know my one cat, brown Swiss cow, I could literally just go after she was showing today and I knew she needed to go back out. I just threw the halter up there with her and she was loose, but she stayed right there. She's been showing so much and she's so tame that it doesn't bother her at all.
That's excellent. Now I'm sitting right next to Bailey and Fiona and Thundercloud. And of course my favorite Pinkalicious. How many animals do you bring out to the Stevenson County Fair for the week?
So normally we bring about 20 out. This year we're down to only, I think, 11 we brought here today.
So when you show them, do you sell them out here or is this just for competition?
So this is just for the contest, the competition. The beef cattle and all those will get sold, but the dairy cattle, these are the same animals from last year. Like this one brown Swiss over here, she was shown last year at the Stevenson County Fair, and now here she's here again at the Stevenson County Fair, or that one right there. She's been shown like three different times at the fair here.
Do you just show cattle, Megan, or do you just show other animals too?
So I've only ever showed cattle.
Okay. Well, you show cattle and so on. I'm going to ask you more about your life when it comes to county fairs because all state fairs, because I know a lot of great things about you. But I guess the one question right now I have is when you are showing these cattle, how do you spend the week other than working with the cattle? What's a way to spend the time for the entire week?
That's a little bit it is spending time with the cattle is mostly what I've done. But I know my brother Matt's been out and around and about and talking to other people and friends, and you just visit with friends you maybe don't get to normally see at the fair versus at other times.
How many competitions do you take your cattle to throughout the year?
So I've taken, it's hard to name the actual number, but I've shown at the Midwest Quality Colored Show, Illinois State Fair and Illinois District, the district show that's held here at the Stevenson County Fair for our district Northwest that's in this part of the state. I've shown at State Fair, but only once, and World Dairy Expo and a couple other county fairs around the area.
Now, what are some of your titles? I know this, the Meyer family, as we know, have been friends of mine forever. And I know your love, not only of this fair, but other, but you've been in competition also yourself when it comes to Fair Princess. Am I correct? And other things, what are some of your titles when it comes to that?
So I don't necessarily have any titles right now, but I just retired as the Illinois Holstein Duchess. And prior to that, I was the Northwest Holstein Duchess.
Wow. That's wonderful. So, Megan, I guess the question is, this is so wonderful, but you know there has to be some negatives, or there's some things that happen throughout the week. What are some things that you need to look out for as you're taking care of the cattle before you show, after you show, and whatever?
Well, with anything and any cattle or any animals, there's a risk of them being sick or getting swollen feet or just other possible injuries and that kind of stuff, would I would say would maybe be a negative part. And then the people, like the same with the people, is wandering around or being at the fair. You're just, most of the time we don't get to bed that early. So then you get up early, don't get the cows washed before the show even starts. So they're dry. And so people get grumpy and tired. And most of the time you can sleep then, but that would be another negative. But the pros are, yeah, getting to show your animal that you worked hard with. That I said, like, you have to lead them before you even come to the fair, even think about going to the fair with them. And so those are the pros, and getting to see yourself do good and maybe win that purple ribbon.
Get that purple ribbon. You got that right. What keeps you going? Well, I mean, you've done this for a long time. What keeps you going? Why do you love this so much?
Just getting to see your animal that you've worked so hard with do well. Like, there have been heifers I spent, there would be days that I'd go on mile walks with one of my heifers to get her ready to go to State Fair, and just see her come out and win the class is just really rewarding to see.
So, speaking of rewarding, what's the biggest, or what's the best award, the award that's meant the most to you over these years? How many years have you shown cattle?
For 20 years.
Oh my gosh. So a happy 20-year anniversary. So on this 20-year anniversary, Megan Busker, what's been your biggest award, or what's been the most meaningful award to you?
So specifically for myself would be, I was a YDJM in 2021, which means I was a young distinguished junior member for the National Holstein Association. I was one of the top six kids in the nation that I got to go to Pennsylvania and accept my award from the president of our Holstein Association. And another thing is just seeing, so our homebred animals that we've bred and we've raised, getting see them do well. I know we had last year, one of our cows was reserve senior champion at our state show. That was really cool to see. And just being able to watch those homebred animals be able to grow up and do really well at shows.
Well, Megan, happy 20th year anniversary. Thank you so much for all that you've done over these so many years. Megan, what message do you have for everybody when it comes to the idea of doing this?
Just don't put yourself out there because you weren't raised on a farm. Actually, one of the girls that just competed, I just retired from Illinois Holstein Duchess, but one of the girls that just competed for Illinois Holstein Duchess had never even seen a cow until a couple years ago, when her best friend said, hey, let's go, you're going to show a dairy animal this year. And she did it, and she's like learned all the hard work and stuff that goes into it. And I feel like it just makes you almost a harder worker and a better person to have cattle behind you.
Thanks to you and the entire Meyer family, and to everyone out here at the Stevenson County Fair. Thank you, Megan.
Thank you.
It was so wonderful walking around, seeing all the animals, and especially that interview with Megan. Don't forget, there will be more interviews next Tuesday, dropping at noon. And of course, don't forget about Free Pod. It drops at noon on Thursday.
Thanks for listening.